Good morning, and welcome to my kitchen, which is also my living room because they're all in the same room. Anyhow, this is going to be a bit of a test boo, because I may have inadvertently broken my Olympus beyond repair, and I need to actually ascertain whether or not that's happened. I hate to confess this, folks, but I would appear to be an inveterate klutz. I am seriously accident-prone, and sorry, I'm just turning off my toaster oven. I've made some toast and cheese, and it is now done. I'm also waiting for some tea to steep. It's breakfast time here in Kertibach. But yes, I am seriously accident prone. And this morning, I brought my Olympus out here to record a boo, and I set it down on my kitchen counter. But then I went to move it, and I forgot that there's a rather low-slung cupboard above my counter in one spot. Well, when I moved the Olympus, I went to pick it up, and the right-hand microphone banged smack into the bottom of this cupboard. So I'm not sure if this mic will even work properly anymore. I've unfortunately baffed it about before as well, because... as I say, I'm a terrible klutz, and I've knocked the mic into furniture in the past, and this is why I can't use my LS14 anymore to record at church, because now that mic does not like loud music anymore, and it will cut out if it encounters it, even if the mic gain is set to low. So I have to use my little DM20 with a T-shaped stereo mic, and it records only in WMA files, and the bitrate is atrociously low. And you know, the sad thing is, I've only had this LS14 for a little over a year, and of course now the warranty is up, wouldn't you know it? I shouldn't be buying these things, but you see, I don't mean for these accidents to occur, they just do. As an example, I am now hobbling about my flat like a little old lady because I had an accident on Sunday. That was rather damaging to me. I suppose one could say it was no one's fault, but it was still unfortunate that it happened. I attended this series of lectures at the university in my city. Well, when I attended this university, it was many moons ago, and there are buildings on campus now that did not exist when I went there. I actually predate these buildings. That's a very scary thought. So, my friend who was facilitating this lecture series said she'd send one of her graduate students down to help me locate the lecture hall. Now, the problem was that the building was very crowded, and I couldn't follow this guy very well on my own. I didn't want to use my cane that much because I was afraid I would trip people up. So I said, "May I take your arm? And can we just use sighted guide technique?" And he was fine with that. So I took his arm and tried to walk a pace behind him so that I could feel where he was going. But he kept stepping back to be at my side. Now, I should have said something. I should have just said, "Hey, can you just walk a step ahead of me so I can feel if you come to some steps or something?" But I didn't think about it. And then, lo and behold, we came to some steps. He failed to tell me until I was falling down them. This would not have happened if I'd been able to use my cane, because obviously I would have been paying attention to what was in front of the cane, and I would have felt it hit the stairs. This is why I only like doing sighted guide with people that I know. Oh, well, anyway. I was able to rescue myself, thank God, by grabbing onto this man's arm. Now, hopefully I didn't hurt him, because I had to grab onto it quite tightly to right myself. But in the process of having fallen down a couple steps, I twisted my foot, and it's been really rather painful. I was not able to go anywhere, either on Monday or yesterday. I wanted to get some laundry done and take some recycling out and stuff like that and do some cleaning, but my foot was so sore that I really couldn't do that. Now, I don't think it's swollen too badly, thank goodness. It's hard to tell with me because my hands and feet tend to swell up anyway because of a glandular condition that I have. So I don't think the foot is actually really swollen. Otherwise, I would have put an ice pack on it. Or actually, I don't have an ice pack. I would have used a bag of frozen vegetables, which works quite well in a pinch, I must say. But it must have gotten twisted fairly nastily because, yeah, it's still a bit sore. Today, I would like to get a few things done, but I would appear to be thwarted by the remnants of Hurricane Patricia. It's been raining quite steadily since about 1 o'clock in the morning or so. I'm going to make my tea now, or actually take the tea bag out and add milk and sugar. Then the rain increased in severity around 5 o'clock this morning, and it's supposed to get even worse between the hours of 9 and 4. So there's an event this afternoon at my church, a hymn sing and Bible readings and reflections and prayers and such that I was hoping to go to. But whether or not I'll get there is questionable because I have to cross this really busy street where there's no stop sign or traffic light, and I don't know if I'll be able to hear the traffic in the rain. But we shall see. I'm going to have some lovely maple-flavored tea. It's actually black tea with just a hint of maple flavoring to it. I bought it back in the summertime at Dundurn Castle Museum when I took a trip there with some people from my building. And, that is not milk. That is juice. Oh dear. Good thing I checked. I have two cartons that look the same. Oh, reminds me of when a friend of mine, a blind friend of mine, accidentally put grapefruit juice in her coffee. I won't mention her name because sometimes she does listen to my booze. And she would be mortified, I think, if I mentioned names. Anyhow, I bought this tea on this trip to Dundurn Castle, and I don't know where to get more of it, which is a real shame because it's such nice tea. The box that I bought, it was only a tiny box, and I'm trying to make it last, but I'm not having all that much success because I'm enjoying it so much. Oh... Oh, the joys of being a blindo. Juice in the coffee. Falling down the stairs. Now, this does not happen very often, folks. I don't want any sighted person to get the wrong impression. I am a bit of a klutz with my personal belongings, but I don't usually damage myself that much, thank God. So I shall have to listen back to this and make sure that microphone actually is still working. I was really hoping to take out this massive amount of recycling that I have accrued over the past week or so. But the trouble with that is if I do that, by the time I get back in, I'm going to be looking like a drowned rat and possibly feeling like one as well. There's a gent that lives in this building. He's really nice and he's very well-meaning. But he has decided to move the recycling bins so that he can start a garden where they were. I have no idea what possibly possessed him to do that at this time of year. So a neighbor of mine very kindly told me that the recycling bins were moved. But And she gave me their approximate location, but this still means I have to search for them, and I'm going to have to do that in the pouring rain if I actually choose to go out and do that. But it's bugging me. I have this big bag of recyclables that really need throwing out, and I don't like having... Fiona Dunn could tell you, given that we just had a discourse on this very subject, I don't like clutter. Ooh, I let that tea steep up just a wee bit too long. It's nice, but it's just... a little stronger than I wanted it. Oh well.